Hey friends, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. Guys, I have an episode that is a game changer for you, okay? I'm truly so excited. You know how right now there's so much going on in the online space. There's this strategy works and no, this strategy works and that strategy's dead. And I was telling somebody recently, it reminds me of the 90s back when dieting became super popular. And then there was one diet that was like the next best thing. And then all of a sudden there's a new diet telling us that that old diet is going to kill us. So we got to do this diet. You know, everyone's running around to the latest fad diet. Yeah, that's what it feels like right now, doesn't it? It's intimidating, it's overwhelming, and it's exhausting. So stick around because you're not going to want to miss this episode. I am going to explain to you not only why you're seeing that, but exactly the strategies that are causing it to work to be that way and what you need to do to get the results that you're looking for. You literally will get to customize your results by the end of this episode. So let's do it. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey friend, it's Lindsay. Pause with me for just a second. You're listening to this podcast right now, and maybe you've listened to a dozens or hundreds of episodes. Maybe you've just even done all the things. You've bought the courses, bookmarked articles, joined the Facebook groups, all because you know you need reoccurring income. It's something that's been weighing on you for a while. You might have heard me talk about it, the someday dream. Well, we're going to make this the today action. It's time to get moving. And here's the thing. You've got all the information at your fingertips. And the fact of the matter is you don't need any more information. You're drowning in information. What you really are starving for is clarity. Everybody in the world is teaching you what to build. And YouTube is full of how-tos, but nobody is helping you figure out which one fits your business, your lifestyle, your actual audience. Which model makes sense for you? How do you know if people are going to pay for it? Where do you even start? Those are not questions that another podcast episode can answer. You, my friend, need clarity, and that's what I created for you. It's a free guide. It's called Earn 5K per Month on Repeat. Five simple steps that help you figure out what you should build to get that reoccurring income flowing. And it's not just what everybody else is building. It's what makes sense for your business. Because here's the truth. You don't need more information. You need to see your specific path forward. That is clarity. And that's what this guide does. So text the word freedom to 55444 and I will send it straight to you. Again, that's freedom to 55444. It's time to stop listening to all the things and start building. Okay, but definitely keep listening to this one episode, shall we? The point is, the next step is waiting for you in the guide. So take action, get that guide sent to you, and let's build something together. All right, back to the episode. Okay, so to start, there's two main avenues I'm going to discuss today, all right? And I am just blown away because I see so clearly this convergence of two ideologies, I guess we'd say. But not to say either one is wrong. That's the real interesting piece behind this. So quick side story. I was flying back from Texas. I was at an event. And on the airplane, I invested 2 hours into reading this book about AEO. Some people refer to it as GEO. Who cares what the name is? It basically means you show up in LLMs. Okay, that's the goal. And then I was blessed to have somebody on the podcast who also was an expert. So we had this deep dive conversation on this very topic. And while I was talking to him, all of a sudden it clicked like a light bulb. It was so amazing. So right now, there's two real schools of thought, okay? You have the school of thought that's all about the virality, you know, showing up online, being seen, visibility, going big in social media. And it is true, one through line, by the way, no matter whether your strategy is virality, and that could be YouTube, that could be podcasts, that could be social media, it doesn't matter, where you are all about getting a massive audience and a pool of people to be consistently selling to, okay? That would be one school of thought. And the other school of thought is going to be a more long-term game approach. We're talking blogging, SEO, AEO, and I'll get into what's the difference in a little bit. I'm going to just touch on it. I have some more episodes I'm preparing later to go deeper into that strategy. But my goal for us today is to really just understand the nuances of both. Okay. So the through line, though, is this. The through line is clarity. You have to be hyper specific and clear no matter which direction you go. Now, we're going to stick to this. My left side, I'm designating my left side for you listening audience as the social media virality angle. This angle is about quantity, not necessarily about quality. If you read the book, Virality by Austin Armstrong, which I just did a book club on, that's really the name of the game over there. It doesn't matter if you're trying to show up on YouTube. The strategy is pretty much the same between YouTube, Instagram, all the socials. It's all about consistently showing up in large quantity masses. Yes, there's hooks and strategies along the way. And for those of you who've been deep diving into that strategy, you're following people who are showing you how to go viral. You're getting templates that are teaching you real hooks and all the things. Now, again, I just want to make it clear, there's no wrong way. Remember, by the end of this, you're going to know which direction is right for your business, okay? So first of all, if you like social media and you like creating content, this might be the perfect strategy for you. But what's interesting is now as we move into this AI era, what's happening? So let's talk about some of the cons, right? We've talked about some of the pros on the left side on this content strategy. We know it's about creating a massive amount of content, showing up consistently, building an audience. There's some other pieces to this. It's about constantly producing something new. Gosh, who was I talking to? She was in a coaching program and she said her coach, it's like constantly coming out with some new lead magnet, some new training, next mastermind, you know, this weekend challenge. And she was like, man, it was so much I couldn't even keep up with it. And I'm already her student. And what I told her is this, if you're going to be playing in that space, in this digital space, you're going to need to do the same thing. The difference is her coach has a team. Her coach can produce this stuff like in a blink of an eye. And the person I was talking to, you know, it's just her and maybe one other person. So it's a lot harder. It's a lot more intense. And that's one of the cons. You know, it really requires a dedication, lots of time and energy. And so again, if you don't love it, I would definitely bench that strategy and go for option two, which I'm going to get to in a moment. If you truly do enjoy it, like social media is your jam and you could just do it all day and creating content is a no-brainer for you, by all means, go all in on that strategy. You need to be, what we need to really think about here though, what the end result is to grow your business. And that only happens if you're selling something, right? So that means you need to be constantly coming up with something to sell or constantly selling whatever it is that you offer if it converts really good. And you're just constantly having to put out new asks, let's say, your new asks. You're asking in the story, you're asking in the comments. You know, you got to be putting out those asks consistently in order to get those conversions. The goal being to grow your list because that's where it's at. Now, you've heard me talk about that and I don't want to get this isn't to deep dive into either one strategy. I'm trying to hit these nuggets overall. Another con to think about on this virality strategy is that you're at the mercy of whatever platform you're producing content on, right? You don't own Facebook. You don't own YouTube. At the end of the day, anybody can either demonetize you or shut down your account. So that's always in the back of your mind. That's got to be in the back of your mind. Now, this convergence is happening where option two, this is for those people who are really eager to show up. And these are most of them are people who were all about SEO prior to the LLMs coming out, right? So in this book that I was reading on the plane, and this is sort of the conversation I was having with the gentleman on my podcast here. By the way, that episode hasn't aired yet. So when it just, you know, if you're not subscribed, it's a good reason to subscribe because it was a phenomenal episode. It's going to be coming out in the next few weeks. Okay. So what I was going to say, though, is these guys are switching over to figuring out how to get hooked on these LLMs. Okay, here's what's changing on the way people search, just in our world. People are going to chats to search things. What's the best place to get a steak in San Antonio. ChatGPT is going to respond with like one or two places. Okay. It's not going to be like the old days where you get Google and you get 10 different clicks you can look at, or you have to go through and read the reviews. Chat responds because it reads the reviews. It looks at the website. It looks at the menu. Maybe you're gluten-free or dairy-free. How easy would it be? How many of you guys are gluten-free or dairy-free? I know me, I am. And you spend hours looking at all the menus to figure out where you can go. Now ChatGPT could do that for you, right? That's the difference, and that's what we're up against. And in that book I'm reading, one of the interesting statistics, they did a deep dive on research. They went to four different LLMs, put in the same search queries to all four. They ended up extracting a total of 7,500 and some odd number of URLs that were a result of that those search queries. Then they indexed those, and they went into like SEMrush and whatever other online programs they can use to determine where those search results, those URLs, were ranked in Google and Bing. So let me just explain that again. So we have 7,500 some URLs that the LLMs have given us in relation to answers to questions that were asked. Now we're searching those to see where they rank, because SEO means search engine optimization. The big name of the game has been to get ranked first on Google, right? That's where people have put a lot of time and energy. So the curious question here is, are the LLMs just pulling based on rank? Okay, well, the answer is no. 44% of the responses were not ranked at all, 44%, that's amazing. That means, you know, the 66% that were ranked. Also, by the way, not all of them were ranked number one. I mean, some were, but not all. Isn't that interesting? Because the LLMs are looking at context. They're looking at what the intent is of the search user. There's so much more complexity going into this than what we're used to. It's no longer just keywords. Now, the pro, okay, for us users is that we're getting answers that are more relevant to us. That's the whole name for us as users and the experience. Now, on the flip side, sometimes we get answers that don't have a link, or we don't need a link. Recently, I was searching up a question. I wanted to know when I could wean my bottle baby lambs. So I asked Google what it recommended, and it came back with an answer with a link there, but I didn't need the link because I got the answer right away. So that means I did not click on the website to see what was going on. Now, what is happening on the SEO side? These guys that have been spending all their time and energy building up these sites to get those links, that's how they track their metrics. What's their click-through rate? How many impressions did they get? Now, once they go to that, they could tell AdSense or an advertising agency, hey, we get this many clicks on our site per week. You're going to want to show up here. Well, that game is changing because not everybody is clicking. But that isn't to say that the information from their site isn't showing up or that brand awareness isn't showing up. It's just not trackable right now. And what also is happening, however, is that the links that do get clicked on have a higher conversion ratio. So there's this big fluctuation happening on both sides of this convergence, right? We have both sides going on. Now, I told you clarity is the through line, and it is. Because in both cases, by the way, the LLMs do also pull from social media, which I thought was interesting. They look at things like Substack and Reddit and your website. It's not just one place, whereas SEO was all about your website. No, backlinks and all that. This is basically, think about the entire online space now. You have to be everywhere. So then the question becomes, how can you do that? How is that possible? Well, I'm not going to go deep into the strategy because we did dive into it on this particular episode, as I was telling you, but one of the biggest things he said is it's really about being very clear on your messaging, this clarity and the coherence and the consistency. So the way he described it is like a CEO on LinkedIn could produce 10 social posts a year. That's not even one a month. But if all 10 were very clear about what that company does, then that would boost the algorithm to show up on, more likely show up on an LLM when it's matched with the website and all the other contextual pieces. Whereas if a LinkedIn executive is posting, or an executive on LinkedIn rather, is posting every day, 3 or 4 times a day, but he's sharing pictures of his dog and he's sharing, you know, his life, his kids at lunch or whatever, he's probably getting more engagement on the platform, but that doesn't necessarily equal conversions, number one. And number two, that can confuse the LLMs because they're like, what does this guy stand for? I mean, he sells dogs, he works with dogs. Oh no, you know, it's confusing. So it's really about clarity all the way through. It's almost, this is where you get to make a decision. You get to decide what is more meaningful to you. Are you looking to grow an online business and have this presence and influence? Is influence your goal? Is it about impressions? Is it about making an impact? Is it about reaching masses? Or are you looking for conversions and just simply being very targeted in your approach? Are you laser focused on a specific outcome? Because if that's the case, then you may not need to spend all the energy in the virality space. You can focus more on the AEO and the intentional conversion space. So it's just really interesting because, you know, when you're online and you're seeing, you know, here's how to go viral on Instagram. Or then you have the opposite, you know, I made X number of dollars without posting a single thing on Instagram, and you're left there going, wait, what should I do? I think it really just needs to come back to you and what is meaningful to you. You should understand both of these sides and really make a decision that aligns with you. So that's what I'd like for you to do. Please subscribe to the show because I've got some really great content coming out that's going to go deeper into how to execute, especially on this SEO, AEO side. It's a game changer. Last thing that I want to tell you, this is the beautiful thing of the entire, either side. This is the moment for you, friend. This is the moment that you, a little fish, can play in a big pond, because this is, it's like, imagine you just toss the laundry basket and everything is flying up in the air. How does it land? Well, it's no longer about who has the most money. Okay. It's about who has the most effective strategy. And you could be showing up on an LLM when other people are not. Other people, other large companies that have massive amounts of dollars they've been putting into marketing for years. Suddenly, it's like the rug is pulled out from under them. And this is your time to shine. This is your time. If you're ready to get into YouTube, now's the time. We just produced some really great episodes talking about that. This is the time for you. If your strategy is virality, the algorithms are favoring smaller channels. Guys, you have no excuse. Pick a side and go all in and see where you are. And don't forget to join us in the Online Business Builders community on Facebook, because I would love to hear from you. What strategy are you picking? What are you going to be doing? Also, by the way, I haven't mentioned this in a while, but in my show notes, there's a link to SpeakPipe. And you can click there if you have a question. You could drop it in there and you voice record your question and I can answer it right here on the podcast. All right, my friends, I appreciate you tuning in today. Until next time, bye for now.